Hello, I'm Richard Rogers. Welcome to the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today we're going to focus on being Spirit-led. And I want you to think about, feel everything that's going on in your life. And what if you surrendered it all to God? And allow that divine activity, that pure presence and power, to lead you, guide you, direct you in the most beautiful, wonderful, prosperous way. So that's where we're going to go today. Take a deep breath. Turn within. And I want you to let go of everything. Let go of your thoughts. Let go of your ideas. Let go of your beliefs. Let go of your attachments and your drama and your woundedness and your past. And I want you to let it all go. That whatever desires you have, whatever longings you have, whatever good that you're seeking in your life, God's will for each and every one of us is even greater good. That today your only job is to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to your greatest level of good. Thy will be done. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, show me the way. That when you set an intention in your life to be about the will of God, to do the will of God in the greatest possible way, then every day we just surrender to that inner guidance, that divine direction, to the inner flow, to the infinite wisdom that is within you and all around you to guide you, to lead you, direct you. And your only job is thy will be done. Show me the way, Spirit. Lead me, guide me, bless me. Thy will be done. Sometimes we get so involved in our thoughts, so involved in our own mental activity, in the way we think it's supposed to go or the way we think is right or best. And today we just clear the slate. We let it all go. And our only request is, Spirit, lead me. That I want to live a Spirit-led life. I want to feel that God is in charge of every decision, every situation, every need, every relationship, my finances, my work, my health. Lead me, Spirit. Thy will be done. There's a powerful moment when you unhook your life from your ego, and you turn your life over to the will and the power and the blessings of God. When you're no longer willing to live your life based on your personality or what you think or what you believe, but you simply say, Thy will be done. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Thy will be done. Let go all the way. And know that Spirit's desire for you is for the highest level of good, to live your best life. Surrender it all. Let it all go. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, guide me. Spirit, reveal all that I need to know. Spirit, show me the way. that in these times of prayer and meditation, as we unhook from the drama of our life and surrender everything to God, we move into higher realms. We move into higher vibrations. We move into higher and higher possibilities. Thy will be done, Spirit. You are in charge. Only God, only good, is in charge of my life now. I let go of all, and I seek only the will of God. I let go of my hopes and my dreams, my fears and my insecurities, and I seek only the will of God. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, guide me. Spirit, heal me. Spirit, transform me. Spirit, show me the way. I want you to take another deep breath and move even deeper into this time of surrender, into this time of silence, by giving the Spirit of God in you everything. Hold nothing back. Spirit, I turn everything over, that I am ready to be blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I am ready to live a Spirit-led life. I am ready to surrender over and over again to a level of good that I've only imagined. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. And feel the inner activity of Spirit at work in you. That you are now open and receptive to follow, for God to lead you, for the Holy Spirit to lift you higher than you've ever been before. There is no limit to the good that you can achieve. There is no wasted effort, for God is guiding you and directing you in every situation. We release any fear and insecurities, for we know that we are living a Spirit-led life. We know that God is in charge. So in the name and through the power of the living Christ, we give thanks today. And we celebrate all the beauty of this moment. We celebrate all the good. And we are open and receptive to higher and higher levels of good. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every good thing. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you that I am free from any anxiety as I turn my will and my life over to God today. Thank you, God, for for all the blessings, for every good thing. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you having an incredibly wonderful week, feeling the activity of God guiding you and directing you in every situation. And so it is. Amen.